We are learning Masechtas Ha'iriyos Deftesim on Beis, and we are starting five lines from the top by the two dots. It's said in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon says that Kohen Gadol is Chayiv for Oil of Yerit. And like we said in the right more before, it means the first two levels of it. But there's exception. Mikdash V'Kadoshav, Tumas Mikdash V'Kadoshav, someone goes to the Mikdash when he's Tomei, he eats Kach when he's Tomei, there is no Din Oil of Yerit by Kohen Gadol over there. So Amar Chizkiyah, my time with the Rabbi Shimon. Once we have Rabbi Shimon who says that there's no din by the Kohen Gadol of Tumas Mikdash Kedosh of the Gabbai carbon. He says, you know why? The Chassid says in the Pasuk, V'nichasho ha-nefesh ahi metoicha kohol. It says in the Parasha, and it would seem to me that this meat will be a meat on Karis as well. But it says, V'nichasho ha-nefesh ahi metoicha kohol. That in the Parasha of Tumas Mikdash Kedosh, it says, V'ishash yitma v'lo yischata. Someone is Tomei and doesn't spritz the Para Duma on him, v'nichasho ha-nefesh ahi metoicha kohol, kis mikdash Hashem timei meini de lo yizarek alav, Tomei hu. And we darshin, mitoich akol, has he part of the kol? A kohen gadol is not part of the kol. Mishu karbonu shavah l'kol. Someone whose carbon is similar to the kol, he's included in this parish of Tumas Mikdash v'kadoshah. Yotza zeh, comes to lafuke a kohen gadol, a kohen ha-mashiach, she'ein karbonu shavah l'kol, that his carbon is not shavah l'kol. Doesn't have the same carbon like the kol. So what does that mean, that doesn't have the same carbon as the kol? Because he has, by Kaparas Yom Kippurim, a new carbon. We're referring, when we say he doesn't have his own same Kaparas as everyone else, it means the Kaparas Yom Kippur. We know Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings his own carbon. He brings his own carbon. Im came for the Gemara, if that's the case, Nasi Nami in Karbono Yishav Elikol. He also, there's the difference, because the Nasi brings his own carbon when he does a Chet. He brings his own Sawyer. So maybe an Nasi is supposed to be excluded from the parish of Mikdash V'Kadoshah because he also has his own exclusive carbon, not on Yom Kippur, but on all year round. So the Gemara of Maisa, Shava B'Kabara Diyom Kippur. Maisa, Yavi Yom Kippur, there is Shava, and therefore Nasi is excluded part of the call. Right, the Gemara, if we're working with Yom Kippur, so then we know, Kahanim also get their own carbon, together with the Kohen Gadol. They're different than the Kahal when it comes to Yom Kippur. Kahanim Nami, Lo Yishav L'Kahal, B'Kapara Yom Kippurim. They're not Shav L'Kahal in the Kapara of Yom Kippur. Zogta Gemara, L'maisa, Kahanim Shav L'Kahal B'Shar Mitzvah Hashana Kula. Kahanim are equal to the Kahal when it comes to all other Averis of the whole year, and therefore they're part of the year. Break the Gemara, Mashiach Nami Yashav V'Shar Mitzvahs Deshana. You know, because Mashiach also could be part of the Par Helm Dovah Shel Tzibra. When? If you remember Mishnah before, that we had a few blocks ago, that it says there that if he does the same Aveira as the Kahal, they both eat Chalev with the Pesach, the halacha is they bring one carbon, so he could be part of the carbon also. So the same like Kahanim, Mashiach is a part of that. What? They would go to the same Avodah Zarah also. That's a good point, yeah. Mashiach is part of the Tzibur, yeah. And in the case of Mashiach is part of the Tzibur, or if he does both do Avodah Zarah, they both do Avodah Zarah, the same thing. The same halacha, what do you mean? If he does his own psak, then he's not part of that. It's the same thing like Chalev, that. Mashiach Nami Yashav Hashar Mitzvashana. Elam Rava, Eim Ahacha, Am Ahachi. Say like this. Mishach HaTosoy Shava Liyachidim, Amaniu kal. I'm going to change a little bit. I'm going to say, Mishachatosai Shava, that, and Mashiach is not like that, because Mashiach needs to have a Helam Dava. We're saying like this. They only consider the Kahal if you do, the Averis that you do go with Shigas Mais alone. Now, a Nasi goes with Shigas Mais alone. Kahanim goes with Shigas Mais alone. A Kohen Mashiach is the only one who's similar to a Tzibur, who needs Helam Dava. So, someone who's chet is shavu lechidim, that's called, he's part of the kahal, which means his aver is a chayiv just with shigas maisa alone without the helam dava. The halach is, actually, that if the whole Klal Yisrael does avera just by shigas maisa, they all bring a kisvah zira. That means that they, even if the whole kahal does it, the whole din is only by helam dava. And the only person that has such idea that you need Helam Davar is only a Kohen Gadol, and therefore he's not considered part of the Kahal. Like Rashi says, the Chichatu Kahal B'Shigas Ma'isa Luchadei B'Loi Helam Davar Ma'isa Kochad Karbon. The Oison Hishvel Yechidim Davar Zeh Hu D'Mechayev. The Oison the Hishvel Yechidim Davar Zeh Hu D'Mechayev Davar Yashav. Yotz B'Shiach She'en Chet Hashav Liyachid. Because there, the Chichatu B'Shigas Ma'isa Luchadei B'Loi Helam Davar Patal Gamri. So I'll take a more right. So come to that's a Psharam Shim why it might make this Rasha. Now we've noticed Shita, interesting Shita, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says that the Nasi brings a Sa'ir even by the Karbonis of El of the Yared. Now why would that be? Why would that be? It's Karbon El of the Yared, and according to this man, there's no Miyat in Nasi. And actually, Nasi won't be part of Shmira's Koil, because it's not passable. So talking about Bittis Vasai, man, Mikesh Kadashav, all of a sudden we're saying he brings a Sa'ir. What happens? What's Psharam El Eliezer? So right away, Rabbi Yochanan qualifies and limits the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. Or Rabbi Yochanan, Lo Omar Rabbi Eliezer Ela Batumas Mikdash VeKadoshav. He only said you bring a sar Batumas VeKadoshav. You know why? Hal V'Nemah Karis by Kavua. Because the reason is because Batumas VeKadoshav is very similar to a classic Chatos. For some reason, being Ela V'Yared there, but it has Karis also. Shmias Karl Bittis V'Sayim don't have Karis. They just have a Karman Ela V'Yared. But Mumikta Shadasha is very similar to classic Chatas because it's Chayiv Karas. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer holds that a Nasi Akaponim will be Chayiv a Sa'ir in such a case. And the Gemara is in a challenge exactly this far. Omra Papa. First of all, Papa says, Hokanam Mistabra. Disaka Daitoch, Rabbi Eliezer Al Kulon Kamar. He says, I like Rabbi Yechanan Svara because Disaka Daitoch Al Kulon Kamar, if he meant to bring a Sa'ir on all Oil of Yerids, Mechti. Sa'ir classically brings a mechti. Sa'ir nasi brings a sa'ir. Upar Mashiach b'makom yachal chatos kai. The regular chatos is turned to a sa'ir by nasi, and by kain Mashiach, kain gadol haMashiach, it's talking about he brings a par. So nisni nami Mashiach may be par b'shmias koil ubitis v'sayim. If you hold that it goes into your own carbon. So if you held over there, as I said, that Sa'ir means all oil of the earth brings a Sa'ir, so then you should hold that the you bring a par, that Kayim Mashiach means a par by all oil of the earth. Ella, but he doesn't say that. He only says Sa'ir. Ella would like Tani Mashiach, but since it doesn't say Mashiach, only says Nasi, Mashiach, Shmami No, Atumas Mikdash Gosh Kayi, the Mashiach Potem. You know why he didn't mention Mashiach? Because he holds a Garb Shimon, that a Kohen Gadol HaMashiach is part of a Mikdash V'Kadashav, and he only said it by Mikdash V'Kadashav that Sar is Chayav Nasi, and therefore he didn't say anything regarding the Kohen Gadol, because the Kohen Gadol is excluded from that parasha. That's what he wanted to tell you. That's what the Prabhupada was saying, Hokkan HaMasdavra. Omri Avhuna Breda Rav Nasan Rav Papa, Memai, Meichet Teisa Shathing. I'll tell you like this. Dilma Rav Liazah Kulan Kohen. Really, Rav Liazah holds that all Oil of a Yared, but Nasi brings a Sa'ir. So why didn't he say Mashiach's Chayav a Par? Well, Mashiach, Sova La Rekiva, Dama Mashiach Pata V'Kulam. He maybe holds a Gav Rekiva, he doesn't look like a Shimon. He holds a Gav Rekiva, he holds Mashiach Pata V'Kulam. They hold Mashiach as Pata V'Kulam. That's why he didn't mention anything by Mashiach. So, Mara says, that's making it even worse. Because you remember like this, Rabbi Shimon holds that a Kohen Gadol is Pata by Mikdash Kedoshav, holds a Pata L'Gamri. He holds the Kohen Gadol is Chayiv, Oil of Yared by the other two, Shmias Kohen, Bittis V'Sayim, but not Mikdash Kedoshav. So him means Pata L'Gamri. Rabbi Kiva would say, the Pata of them all Oil of Yared, what do you hold? We spoke about before, he holds the Chayiv and a Par. Not Oil of Yared, Chayiv and a Par. So if you hold, like Rabbi Eliezer holds like Rabbi Kiva, then you have a bigger problem. Because Rabbi Kiva, then you should definitely speak out that he Chayiv a Par. I'm like Rabbi Kiva, me partly with par. Not partly. Rabbi Shula Midi. Your whole thing you're saying is slugged up. That you want to slug up the Hakanam Mistavra. That you want to slug up the whole thing. So Avada, you just want to slug up the whole Hakanam Mistavra. So Avada, it's very good. It's very good. You can't ask any kasha. And it is a Hakanam Mistavra comes out. It comes out. It is a Hakanam Mistavra. Because the bottom line is like this. That it must be Rabbi Eliezer saying only Mikdash Kedoshav. Because if he said it across the board that Yechayev is Sa'ir Nasi, he should have said Yechayev a Par. Because even if he holds like Rabbi Kiva, he also said Yechayev a Par. So he should have said Yechayev a Par. Elamai, he's only going on Mikdash Kedoshav. And that's why he didn't say anything about Mashiach. You know why? Because he holds a Rabbi Shimon that Kohen Mashiach is part of the Gamri for Mikdash V'Kedoshav. So to Gemara, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. Moide Rabbi Eliezer, She'ein Mevi Asham. Even though Rabbi Eliezer says that it has a din of the Mikdash Kedoshav has a din in certain ways as a regular chatas. Why? Because we're saying the Nasi is Chayev Asara on it. And it says, why? Because the Chayev Karas. So he's treating Mikdash v'kadosha, according to Rabbi Eliezer, like a regular chatas, really. Because you see, a sar is nasi's chayav nasi's chayav asayir. A nasi's chayav asar. So here is a Rabbi Yechanan, that even though he said it's karis like a kavua, and therefore you bring a sar like a chatas kavua, he's moidel gabi oshim tolui, that does not have a din chatas kavua, that we said before, that you only bring, this is a Gemara on Daf Chesam based, that a Yachid only brings a Oshem Toli on a Chatas Kavua, not on a Oil of Yairid, there's no Oshem Toli on that. Here also, it's still considered that much considered Oil of Yairid, Legabi Oshem Toli. It's not called a Chatas Kavua. Even though we said it's called a Chatas Kavua, Legabi, because it has chorus, he brings a Sawyer, it's not Mamish Chatas Kavua Dik. There was a brayse in front of Rav that said it does bring Megidoshav. Amalei, there has to be, who could be that cheetah? Amalei, the Amalek Mani, Rav Liazi, the Mohel Venem by Karas Kibbukavua, Maisi Nasi Sayer Allah, but Rav Yechir, Rav Yechir said not like that. Moide Rav Liazi, Sheim Evi Yashav Tali, don't bring Yashavtali. Moide Enzov, Kasha, Staka Kasha. Which means like this, Rav Yechir said, that's not Mamish Shachatas Kavua. Even though we're saying it has a Karas, and therefore he brings a Sayer, a Nasi brings a Sayer. It's not mamish. It's not mamish. It's still in the parish of Oil of the Earth. It's not called Chatas Kavua. And now we have a kasha. Bryce says it is. And Mar Blibes with a kasha, and the way like Rashi explains the kasha is that the Bryce is upgeschlocked. Because it doesn't stim with anyone. Because Rabbi Yechon says, not Rabbi Yechon. I'm not sure why Rabbi Yechon wasn't schlocked up. I guess it wasn't a clear Bryce. But in any case, the Gemara ends off with kasha, and that ends the parak. Hadron Allah, Harikai Mashiach. And we're going to go right there. Hadu Allah Harikai Mashiach, Bli Neder. And then we're going to go Vaita, we're going to do the next Mishnah to Mishnah. Let's talk to new Perek. Now, the Perek talks of Koyim Mashiach. I never spoke this out, but it's really a Mishnah, Mesechus Megillah. The din of Par Koyim Mashiach is dafka by a Koyim Gadol who had Shemin HaMishcha. We know that in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no Shemin HaMishcha anymore. It was hidden. So how did a Koyim Gadol come to from a Ruba Begadim. He put on the Begadim. The Mishnah in Mesechus Megillah says, Ein Bein Koyim Mashiach from Ruba Begadim ala Par Koyim Mashiach. Parakoy Mashiach is dafka exclusive to someone who got Shemin HaMishcha. Now with that Akdama, we're going to see in our Mishnah even more. Once a Kohen Gadol gets Shemin HaMishcha, he is Kadosh for life. And he never loses that Kedusha. You know why? Because it's totally in the Shemin HaMishcha. It's not totally in the Kohen Gadol shaft. So that's a very important fact to remember while we see this next Mishnah. Zok to Mishnah. Kohen Mashiach Shchata. Kohen Mashiach Dira Aveira. That's Chayev, in the case of Helam Dava, Shugas Maise, is Chayev of Parakoy Mashiach. Elamais, before he brought the carbon, he lost his job. He got a mum, let's say, and he lost his job. He couldn't be a Kohen Gadol anymore. V'chein nasi a melech shechata. He did a avera yed chelev. V'achach ova miglasa. He lost his job. So Allah is koyim mashiach maybe par, but nasi maybe sar. They still bring their carbon since they did a chait while they were in the status of being Kohen Gadol and a melech respectively. But at the end of the mishnah is a chilek. But Mashiach Sha'av Mashiachusai. He got a mum, he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore. Vachachata, he did Avera now. V'chir, Nasi Sha'av Abigdulasai Vachachata, or Nasi is not a Melech anymore, and he did Avera. There's a difference. Koyim Mashiach may be par. The Koyim Mashiach brings a par. Even though he's not a Kohen Gadol anymore, he did Avera after he's a Kohen Gadol. He brings a par. V'Nasi is Kehedya. Nasi is like a Hedya. What's the difference? What's the difference between a Kohen Gadol and a Nasi and a Melech? A Kohen Gadol retains his status. Masha Inki and a Melech not retain his status. What's a Chilek? So we already spoke something else, but now we'll read the Rambam what he says. Zok the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnah is Kohen Gadol Avar B'mum Oizokeinu Kiyotzebem Hu Oimed B'Ktushasai. Why? Because Shemin HaMishcha Shenimshach Boy Einam Avatel Maaseyu. That he has nimshach by, nothing gets bottled from that. Vein hefresh beinoy or bein kohen gadol amishamish bechal advarim shlosi ba'avoyda b'vat psayis ba'avoyda. Umashu toli barot loy meparim kapurim asiv zayif fashem kol yoyim mishvar. Kitzi, you bring this. Whatever, you don't bring that avoyda parim kippur and asiv zayif, but parim dov shaltiv you have. You still parim kohen mashiach still have. You still have the kedusha of kohen mashiach. Aval hanasi zok the Rambam ein loy gedula. When people listen to him, very geshmak. The chiluk between koyim mashiach and a melech. Good. So the Gemara, like Gemara has a kasha like this. Speak it out. The kasha is a bomba kasha. The Mishnah starts off a case where Kohen Mashiach did Avera while he was a Kohen Gadol, and then he lost his job, he got the mum. So he did the Avera then, he brings the carbon afterwards. Then it says, even does the Avera after he got the mum, he also brings it. Now, if you tell me after he has the mum, he does the Avera, he brings the carbon, you have to tell me the ratio? You can't even say, Loizu Avsu Shokes. It's Mamash Bechal Masayimano. If this Kohen Gadol, after he gets a mum, does the Avera, brings the carbon Mashiach. So of course he did the Avera while he was a Kohen Gadol, brings the carbon Mashiach. It's Mamash Hainu Hach. It's Mamash Bechal Masayimano. What do you talk about? How do you say a Mishnah like that? So to Gemara. That he already lost his job as Kohen Gadol on top of Yoram and Aleph now. And then he did the Avera. Maybe par, you bring a par. He did the Avera and then he lost his job. You have to tell me? So Gemara answers, because there's not a Chiddush in the ratio. If he loses his job, then he does a very, he's a regular citizen. He brings like a headed. So therefore, in the ratio, there's a chiddush to say, because a nasi who loses his job, then he does a very, he's like a headed. So the ratio is saying that if he loses his job before he brings the carbon, he still brings the carbon of the sar and nasi. So that's the chiddush. The chiddush of the ratio is legabe the nasi. The chiddush is legabe the nasi, the ratio. That the nasi brings the sar. So maybe par, because it wants to tell you the chiddush of the nasi. Therefore, it says by Mashiach also. By Mashiach taka chot avach avar is not a chiddush at all. It's b'chlal masayim mano. It's b'chlal the thing at the end of the Mishnah. It wants to say the chiddush of the nasi, and therefore it says the halacha of the Mashiach as well. Menah animili. How do you know? How do you know it's halacha that Mashiach she'avar v'achchoto may be power? We said a svara from the Rambam, but what's a raya in the psukim? No animili. The Tanur Rabbanon, we looked at a braisa. It says by the par koyim Mashiach. It says when koyim Mashiach yechto lash b'sa'am v'hikav alchatosa shachota par b'mboker. And the v'hikav alchatosa yashachota is extra. Because if you look at any other parasha, it says ashenos yechto v'os achas kol mitzvah shem v'kavzor sasena. It said koyim Mashiach yechto lash b'sa'am. What's the hikra kaim rachas shechata? What's going on? What's the extra words? Malamed shemevi chetasa mashava. He brings the chatas even after he's not a kohen gadol anymore. Shiyachol v'leidinu. You could have said like this: Uma nasi shemevi shigas ma'isa nasi, which is more chomer. He brings the carbon faster because he brings by shigas ma'isa alone, and still ain mevi chatas mashavar. He doesn't bring a chatas mashavar. We'll see later on. There's a drasha about that. Asher nasi yechta dafka when he's a nasi. So a nasi doesn't bring after his ois melech, even though he brings it easier. He brings shugas ma'isa. So Mashiach, say maybe shugas ma'isa. He doesn't bring a carbon but shugas ma'isa. He needs helm dav also. Ella al helm davim shugas ma'isa. So of course by him it's harder to get him to bring a carbon. So of course after he becomes ois kohen gadol, shouldn't bring a carbon. Like kol shekein, you make a kavachaymer. You see him here, he brings a chatas meshava. We have him make kavachayim from a melech. A melech, after he loses his job, can't bring a carbon like we have a pasuk. So maybe a kohen gadol the same way. Because kohen gadol, in some ways, is harder to bring a carbon. He needs helmed off also. Kamash v'lo, no, he brings it afterwards. V'hikav achatos ha-shachata, teach us even afterwards. Melamin shemevi achatos ha-meshava. V'neis, very tomorrow, v'neis yinami nosim v'kavachayim. Now that we have the pasuk, v'hikav achatos ha-shachata. So let's learn on Nasi B'Kavachayimah. Omar Mashiach, She'ein Mevi Shugas Maisa. Mevi Chatas Shavar, which is not so chomer, because it needs Helm Davar as well to bring a carbon, and still brings Shavar. Nasi is the Shemevi easier. Shemevi Chatas Shugas Maisa. He brings a carbon alone, Shugas Maisa alone, and this Shemevi Chatas Shavar. So that's why we have the Pasuk, Tam Alei Ma'asher Nasi Yechta, Kishu Nasi In, Kishu Ed Eloi. It says in the Drasha, Asher, Nasi Yechta, with dashing the extra word Asher, that Asher Nasi Yechta, Daf Kishu Nasi In, Kishu Had Yitloi. Which means this little Gemara is really saying why we need both Psukim. If it just said Asher Nasi Yechta, so I make Kavachomer and learn Kohen Gadol out of Nasi, that it's Potter Misha Avar. If it just said V'hikav Achatasi Ashechata, I would learn Nasi out of Kohen Gadol. Therefore, we need Asher Nasi Yechta. That's really what the Gemara is trying to say. Both Psukim are needed. You need the Xeris Akos of that. V'hikav Achatasi Ashechata means even after Avar, the Kohen Mashiach means a power Kohen Mashiach. And Asher Nasi Yechta says that after he loses his job, he's demoted, then he does not bring a carbon Nasi, he brings a carbon of a regular Hadyet.